May I speak to you in the name of God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Good morning, St. Paul's. My name is Marian Sprott. I am the Diocesan Transition Ministry Officer. It's a lot there. The Diocesan Transition Officer. My position at the diocese is to come to parishes that are in transition, when a rector has left, or to walk with priests who are also in that place of transition in their own life and ministry. I will say, I was just asked, how long have you been in this position? Not 6 months yet, so I know some things, I know not some other things, but I've got my eyes and ears wide open. But I want to say how excited I am to be with you all on this Sunday that also we will have the annual meeting following this service, but to be with you all, to hear your stories, to walk along with you, and to worship God together on this day as you all find yourselves in the midst of a transition after a beloved rector of 25 years. Is that how long George was here? 25 years, which is a long time. Which is a place where we find ourselves too, noticing what is coming up in transition. You know, I was sitting and praying with the gospel text this week as I was praying for you all, and I thought to myself, "Shoot, I don't want to preach on this gospel." Anybody else? No, I mean actually. After I sat with it, this is kind of the perfect text for a time of transition. This text when Jesus and his disciples, right after we hear of the widow giving all that she had, they walk outside of the temple. And the disciples say, "Look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings." This temple was huge, y'all. Really, really big. And the story goes that it actually had gold on the outside, and when the sun would hit it, it would blind people. This blindness, this glory, glorious building that was built to honor God. This is the largest thing, the most magnificent thing that these disciples could think of. To represent the grandeur of God. Here, look, teacher, look at this building. And Jesus, though, says, "Not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down." See, what Jesus sees and what the disciples see are something different. They see grandeur, permanence. Jesus sees something fleeting. So as the gospel continues, we move locations. We move locations to the Mount of Olives, where Jesus and his disciples, you can picture them looking over the valley and seeing this gleaming temple in the distance. And as they are looking on this, the disciples ask, When will this happen? When will this destruction happen? And I cannot tell you that this week I got really annoyed with these disciples. Like, well, why do you need to know when? Why do we need to know what God knows? Why do we need to know when this destruction is? You can almost like feel the anxiety of these disciples. When is this thing going to happen? I don't know. Want to know. They want to see signs. They want to know how to predict what is coming next, when this destruction of this great, magnificent thing will happen. And what does he say? He gives us watching language. Watch out. Beware. Wars, nations against nations, earthquakes, literal shaking of earth, famines, and he tells him that this is just the beginning. He says, this is but the beginning of the birth pangs. And what happens in birth? What happens in birth is that something new comes of it. Something new is born. Something comes from that pain. Something comes from the unknown. In our Holy Week liturgies, we have one page in our Book of Common Prayer. One page. For the Liturgy of Holy Saturday. It's a simple service. There's no music. There are a few prayers. There are a few lessons. The ministers generally enter in silence and leave in silence. But it is a day that is set aside in our liturgical year to be in a place of not yet, to be in a place of waiting, to be with the disciples as they wait for the resurrection, in a place of unknowing, in a place of what is to happen. You see, I love that the Episcopal Church has included this in our liturgies, because what other place do we have that we can turn to and be in a place at the altar and to say, I don't know. When? How? Why? You see, setting aside this time also sets it in our own bodies and minds to understand that in change we do not know what is to come. In destruction we do not know what will be born. In destruction, we do not know what will be revealed, but it will be. I have a friend who is a gardener. I hear stories. I have black thumbs. She told me, she lives in Massachusetts, and I don't understand the growing seasons, but apparently they're different. she was telling me about how this past week she spread the compost out in the garden bed. She spread it out. She looked at this compost that had bits and pieces of eggshells, all kinds of little worms that had found home there, and she spread it in her garden to prepare. Nothing will happen with that until the spring. But that decaying compost is the very thing that gives rise to new growth. I don't know about you, but for me in that period, in this time, when we're thinking about what is next at St. Paul's, who is that next rector going to be in this place? What things will change and when? And all those questions that you probably are sitting with. My hope is that you pay attention in this time. My hope is that you pay attention to what is being born during a time of suffering, pain, transition, what new things are coming to life. And you know, sometimes it's just really hard to keep hope. I can't do it all the time. But you see, that's why we have one another. That's why we have one another in this time when we lean on each other to say, you know what, I haven't seen God today, but will you tell me where you have seen God today? I want to know what is being born today in this place at St. Paul's. I want to know where you are noticing the resurrected life here. So maybe transitions are a bunch of compost. I don't know. We can say that some people might be a little eggshelly over here, you know. This time is fertile time. Live into it. God is present. Amen.